from KQED.
It's Morning Edition on KQED. I'm Brian Watt. We're going back this morning to California's budding prison-to-school pipeline. On the campus of California State University, Los Angeles, a small group of men who spent decades behind bars are working together to navigate life outside. They were students while serving time. Many community colleges now offer classes inside, but Cal State LA offers more. Incarcerated students can work towards a BA, and they're offered critical support when they get out. As part of our California Dream collaboration, KQED's Vanessa Roncagno reports.
Practically the first thing Charlie Prapatananda did when he got out of prison was vomit.
That car ride was not cool.
After 22 years inside, hurtling down the freeway at 70 miles an hour was overwhelming, a feeling he'd have again and again in the coming days and weeks as he learned how to send text messages, use Facebook, and reconnect with his family. But the day he got out, Prapatananda knew there was one place he'd be able to get his bearings. So after puking on the side of the road, he headed to the Cal State LA campus.
I went and got my student ID that same day. I mean, that was unreal. My hair was messed up, but these things happen.
Prapatananda had never set foot on the campus. But for the last 4 years, he'd been taking Cal State LA classes in prison. So he knew when he got there, he'd find familiar faces. Professors, administrators, and guys he was in prison with, like Jeff Stein.
This is our admin building.
Stein got out 6 months ago, yep, after serving 10 years. Prapatananda originally had a life without parole sentence, which got commuted. He had just been out 2 weeks when I met them, so Stein was still showing him the ropes.
Library's here on the right. Hey, Michelle, what's up?
I started my first class yesterday. I'm in class with Jeff, and me and Jeff are probably the two oldest students in that class, because every time Jeff makes references, the rest of our group is just looking at each other like, what is this dude talking about?
At 43, Prapatananda has lived more of his life in prison than outside. It would be so easy for things to go wrong here. About half of people coming out of California prisons end up getting convicted of another crime. But school is a powerful tool against those odds. Taking classes in prison cuts the chances of getting locked up again by more than 40%. For Stein and Prapatananda, the chance to work toward a four-year degree in prison was transformative.
That feeling of knowing somebody believes in you and it sees value in your life, it's a lot, you know what I mean? And It's very moving to know that you have that support.
On campus, Stein and Prapatananda are trying to encourage others the same way. They're part of a small but tight group of 17 formerly incarcerated students who help each other navigate life post-lockup. The group's office is a small windowless room with inspirational posters on the walls.
Well, we're in the basement, so there's nowhere to go but up.
There's a little table where they meet with new students.
This is where we do our intakes. When people come out of the can, we just welcome them home, start filling out paperwork or finding out what we can do for them.
From a question about where to catch the nearest bus or AA meeting to help getting a birth certificate or a ride to the DMV.
Someone in our network will make it happen. So yeah, hashtag relentless networking.
So there's a lot of support on campus. But there's also support coming from the prison they just left.
This is all recent correspondence from the guys, just writing to congratulate me on a smooth transition or academic requests.
Sometimes they ask him to print out and mail them journal articles. Without internet access, they rely on outside help finding sources for their papers. When Stein first got out, one of the guys sent him a $960 check to help cover tuition. So the support goes both ways. In just a couple months, another former lifer is getting released. Stein and Prapatananda say he'll probably puke on the side of the road too. And afterward, they'll be waiting to meet him right here on campus. I'm Vanessa Roncagno, KQED News.
And after two amazing stories on this program, there's more we want to know from Vanessa, so she's here. Thanks.
Happy to be here.
So this program is really unusual these days, but there used to be a lot more college education in prisons around the country back in the 1970s and 80s why did we lose so many of those programs?
Many of those programs relied on federal financial aid dollars, so Pell Grants. Then during this tough-on-crime era in the 90s, the 1994 federal crime bill banned incarcerated students from getting Pell Grants. And without that funding, a lot of the programs collapsed. Within 10 years, the number of prisoners in college classes had dropped by half, studies have found.
So there's momentum now to build that capacity up again. There's also a move to bring back Pell Grant funding. Where are we in that?
Earlier this year, a bipartisan group of lawmakers introduced legislation that would lift the ban on Pell in prison. And there's broad support for this. I mean, civil rights groups, education advocates, even religious groups, powerful philanthropies. You've probably heard the Democratic presidential candidates talking about it. And Betsy DeVos, the education secretary, has been a big supporter.
And if there's all this support, is anyone raising concerns?
Yes, indeed. And it's often the folks who know the most about this. So I talked to Aaron Castro, who runs the University of Utah's Education in Prison program and their research collaborative on higher education in prison. And here's what she said.
The heyday of Pell, we don't actually know much about what that was for students. So I just think we need to be careful with that. Incarcerated people are in a position where they cannot participate in this notion of college choice. They don't have it. So, you know, when we open the floodgates and allow institutions to access Pell money without any oversight of what they're doing, we're asking for a disaster.
So the concern is that this opens the door for bad actors, unscrupulous for-profits, poor quality programs, and especially in the context of this DeVos education department that's been pretty friendly to for-profits and in some cases has rolled back protections for students.
KQED education reporter Vanessa Roncagno, thanks again for all this reporting.
Thank you for having me.